Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Martin Luther King Jr. Day morning, 15 minutes past the hour, January 15th, 2024. And depending on where you are and how you are looking at the temperature gauge this morning, it is either between negative 1 and 1. It's either between negative 1 and 1 at this point. It's either a negative 1, 0, or 1 degree. It's been a long time since we've had a morning this cold. Yesterday morning was pretty cold. I don't think as cold as this morning, but probably it would have been the big snowstorm we had in December of 2023. So it's been over a year, so temperatures like this have not come through here in over a year, but it looks like it's going to be this way pretty much all week. We are going to get up into the 20s most days this week, but the overnight temperatures are going to be very, very cool. So I hope everything is working well and you're staying warm wherever you are. A lot of people don't have to work today. Banks, it's a federal holiday, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Banks and schools and government buildings are not open today. The mail will not run today. So all those people are safe to stay home. But we're here bringing you the program on this very cold Monday morning. I want to talk a little bit later in the program about Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So we'll get to that as time goes on. But a lot of other stuff to talk about here this morning. One to talk about now. See, I didn't watch any of this last night. And a matter of fact, I'm not even sure if it was on television or not. But I thought this was an interesting fact. It was on the in a lot of the newspapers this morning and magazines and internet sites. Apparently, last night was Miss America. Now, I always think of Miss America because we had a Miss America from Maryland, or a Marion Meskey, many, many, many years ago. So I always think about Miss America when it happens, but I did not think Miss America took place in January. When did that start? When did we start moving all these things around? Didn't Miss America used to take place like in September? Wasn't it in the fall? Now it's in the doldrums of January. In any event, if you haven't heard, and there probably is a good chance that you haven't heard, Miss America 2024 was Miss Colorado, Madison Marsh. Madison Marsh, Miss Colorado, was Miss America. And what's interesting about this, she is the first active Air Force officer to ever be crowned Miss America. So congratulations to Miss America 2024, Madison Marsh. First runner-up was Miss Texas, Ellie Bordeaux. Second runner-up was Sydney Bridges, Indiana. Hey, right next door there. Third runner-up was Mallory Hudson. Hey, another next-door neighbor, Kentucky. Third runner-up. And the fourth runner-up was Rhode Island, Caroline Printe. So the Midwest was well represented. Kentucky was the second runner-up. Indiana was the second runner-up. Kentucky was the third runner-up. And Colorado took it all, Madison Marsh. No Ohio in there, unfortunately, but certainly we've had our days in the past. I'm looking around here to see if we took any of the special awards, like talent or fitness or evening gown. I don't see us in there anywhere, but that's the way it goes, I guess. I'm going to go down here and scroll and see if I can find anything on Miss Ohio. See if she, she plays the piano. We know that, but that's about all they're giving us here in the in the information category. But Miss America 2024, Miss Colorado, Madison Marsh. Now, here's also one of the reasons I wanted to bring up this whole Miss America thing, is that they call it a scholarship pageant, scholarship program, I believe. And is it really? I mean, they have an evening gown competition. I believe that's been there a long time. They have a talent competition. That's very good. That's been there a long time. But we all know that this, they changed the name to fitness, but it's pretty well still what they used to call the swimsuit competition. And all the years, in all the years since they've changed this to a scholarship pageant, which has probably been over 10 years now, instead of calling it a beauty pageant, has anybody ever been in this thing or even come close to winning who was overweight or who maybe wasn't tanned and looked a certain way? I mean, does anybody really believe this is a scholarship pageant? I think it's great that the winner gets a scholarship, but is that really what this thing's all about? I love how they changed swimsuit competition to fitness, as if there's some difference in calling it fitness instead of a swimsuit competition. I don't quite understand, but does anybody have any thoughts on this? This is an interesting topic, kind of offbeat here this morning from the normal political or more serious stuff we do here. But we had a Miss America from Marilyn Meskey, so I think it's important to touch on these things. How about the first ever active Air Force officer to win Miss America? Miss Colorado this year, Madison Marsh. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, our official temperature gauge right now says -1. -1 and sunny. Isn't that nice? We get the little sunny in there. -1 and sunny. Now, I'll also tell you why I bring this whole Miss America thing up right now. Yesterday, I was having a conversation with a younger guy who just graduated college, and he's going to be a teacher. And he had done his student teaching late last year, and he's going to go in and sub this year and then probably get a job next year. And he was telling me how in the schools that he's been in that there really is no problem with how the males dress, the male teachers, but the female teachers seem to dress, and I'm not saying all, and this is his story, not mine to tell, but how the female teachers don't really abide by what a dress code would be. Now, I'm not saying there even is a dress code, because to be honest, I don't know. I haven't seen a handbook or a dress code in a long time, but that they dress maybe a little more provocatively than they did at one time. I don't know. Maybe that's generational. Maybe that's a generational thing. I'm not sure what generation kicked that in. But it made me think about Miss America, because for a long time it was called a beauty pageant, and then people didn't like that. We don't like the idea of calling this a beauty pageant. And they didn't like the swimsuit competition. So now we call it fitness, and we call it a scholarship pageant. But could you really get in if you were overweight or not the best-looking person in the world? I don't know if you could or not. Do people even care? You know, Miss America used to be a very, very, very big thing. When it was on, and I do believe it used to be on in September, I think a lot of people watched it. I mean, it was one of those things like the Super Bowl and the World Series, and it was just an event every year that everybody got together and watched, and you knew who Miss America was. It was important to know that. And I don't know why it's diminished over the years to the point to probably where most people didn't even know it was going on last night. So it's interesting. And we certainly don't take anything away from the girls who competed. I mean, what talented girls these are. But it's interesting that they call it a scholarship pageant. Interesting that it's a fitness competition. What does that have to do with Miss America? Miss America has to be fit? I don't know. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's interesting to me that all this emphasis is placed on people not to look a certain way and to try to be happy with yourself and not worry about all the cosmetic stuff. And yet, we still have stuff like this, which clearly is focusing in on the cosmetic stuff. I don't know. I'm okay with having these events because there are different events for different people. But on the whole, I think you should probably just say what it is. It probably is a beauty pageant. And again, did anybody watch it last night? Did anybody even know it was going on? It's kind of funny that probably most people did not. And probably this morning, most people don't even know that Miss Colorado won and it's Madison Marsh. Because it's not something people pay attention to anymore. So I don't know how you could change that and get people paying attention again. But it's the way it is. So I guess we'll go down the road with that. But congratulations to Madison Marsh, Miss Colorado, the first active Air Force officer to ever win Miss America. So there you go. And it's been going on over 100 years. So any firsts are always welcome. Well, what can we say besides it's cold? It was cold yesterday, it's cold today, and it's pretty well going to be cold on through Saturday, and it's really not going to be all that warm come Saturday and Sunday. Oh, we're getting a phone call here. Let's go to the phones, and then we'll come back to this. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, I know what you mean about being confused with these temperatures. I have two different weather apps on my phone, and one says, it's zero, but it feels like negative 12. And the other says that the actual temperature is zero, but it feels like 5 above.
It's interesting because I didn't know what the temperature was when I went out this morning to go get the diet soda. So when I came back, I thought, I want to know what the temperature is. And first it said 1 degree, and then it said zero. And now it says negative 1. I'm looking at it right now. It says negative 1 and sunny. But I do know those things say feels like, and that's all about the wind chill. But I don't even know if wind chill's a real thing. You know, I got into a conversation yesterday because when the weather turned cold, it was the topic of conversation. And I said, I'm not even sure if wind chill really is a real thing. I understand the wind blows. But depending on how big you are and how much body heat you have and how much, you know, how many layers of clothes you have on, that's going to affect you different. So I don't know how it would feel like this or that or the other.
So basically, if you're skinny like Miss America, you're cold. But if you're fluffy like me, you're warm.
Well, I don't know. You know what's funny? Yesterday, I saw people wearing shorts who were not big people. And I don't know if they just have...
It almost makes you wonder if they're doing that for attention. You will see people out in this weather wearing no coat and like shorts and t-shirt, and it's like, is this a joke or something?
Well, I don't know what that is, because it was bitterly cold yesterday. Even if you were inside and a door opened, it was bitterly cold. So to go outside for any length of time with shorts on and no coat, I don't understand it. Do they just not have pants?
Well, I think it's common sense that they don't have, and I don't mean to turn this into a PSA, and I'm not Bob Barker, but for the love of God, folks, please bring your animals inside, or at least make sure they've got, is that hay or straw you put around the doghouse?
I think it's supposed to be straw.
Yeah, and then they can't drink ice, so you got to make sure that they have fresh water if you're going to be evil and keep them outside.
Well, and it is cold, and I think a lot of kids don't think about it. They don't think about the coats and especially the gloves and the hats and things like that, and especially the gloves. That's a whole lot.
I remember back in the day when I was going to school, mole bangs were popular, you know, where the girls would curl and fluff their bangs. And then here would come your mom right behind you after you spent all that work in the mirror putting the hat, the toboggan over your head. Ah, thanks, Mom.
Well, you know, what is it with coats that people don't like anymore?
I have no clue, but I got to run. I'm going to go have a glass of milk and a piece of bread.
Hey, there you go. Enjoy.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Yeah, the apps and weather reports this morning are quite interesting. I'm sure wind chill could be explained by somebody. I'm sure meteorologists like it, gives them something to talk about. But I don't know. It doesn't seem to me like that's an exact science when it comes to the weather. Now, maybe it is. I'm not exactly sure. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you want to talk about the cold weather? Everybody likes to talk about the weather, don't they? Or do you want to talk about Miss America last night, Madison Marsh? From Colorado, hey, a cold state. Colorado has some bitterly cold temperatures and things of that nature. So, you know, it's interesting. Okay, what else to talk about here? Well, I'll tell you something I did do yesterday on the very first really cold day this winter season was I had chili. Now, I did not cook the chili. Somebody else cooked the chili, but I'll tell you, this was very good chili. And pretty well all day long, I just kind of ate on this chili. Had a little bowl here, had a little bowl there, and nothing on a cold day like a bowl of chili. Now, I am usually not big on chili beans, and this chili had chili beans in it, but it was very, very good, and I think partially because it hit the spot. I will tell you, though, it was so warm just after it was finished, and I think everybody was ready to dig into the chili. I had some, and I thought I had burnt my tongue. That's how warm this chili was. But as the day went on, I don't think I did burn my tongue. I think it just must have scalded it for that particular moment. But boy, the chili was good yesterday. I hadn't had any good chili like that for a long time. Very good stuff. I'm sure a lot of people had chili yesterday. You know, chili recipes are a very unique thing. Some people do it really well. Some people don't do it well at all. Some people really do their chili up with Tabasco sauce and things like that. Now, I'm not a big fan of that because I'm not a big fan of super warm things. But the chili I had yesterday was good. I think it was just probably the person making it really knew how to do it. And I think that matters when it comes to chili. So it was a good day as far as food goes. Okay. Well, being Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we might as well get to this subject. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. We talked about this a little bit on the Friday night show last week. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech took place in August of 1963. August of 1963. So we're talking over 60 years ago now. And I wonder, do you think we have achieved what Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about in his I Have a Dream speech? Now, when we talked about this on Friday, my feeling was, I don't think so. Matt and Carrington, I think, kind of felt that in some ways we have, in some ways we haven't. I don't know. In some ways, we certainly have. Because some things have happened that I don't think maybe people ever thought would. But on the other hand, there certainly are some things that go on that we would have to say maybe, I don't know, are not exactly what Martin Luther King wished would have happened. And I wonder, 60 years after he gave that speech, if he would have thought things would have changed by now. You know, how long does it take for something to change? Do you think that we are all on equal footing now? That people don't see things like race and gender and things of that nature? Do you think we've gotten to that point yet? I don't know. I think everybody probably has a different opinion on this. But I just... There are certain things that go on sometimes that I think, you know, why is that going on? Why are we doing that? And certain words that are used that I still don't understand why we're using these words. I mean, we've taken a lot of words out of our vernacular, but there are other words we have not taken out of our vernacular. So I'm not really sure. I don't think if Martin Luther King Jr. were still here today that he would think that we have gotten to where he would have hoped we would have gotten to. Certainly a lot of strides have been made. Certainly a lot of positives have been made. But I don't know if we're there to where he thought we would be. I don't know. What do you think? 740-751-4038 on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2024. Hey, got the year right. You know, I don't know if I got the year right when I was reading the date off today or not. I was so interested in the temperature. I might have said 2023, but hopefully I said 2024. So many things go on in our lives. I think sometimes people subconsciously say things that they don't really mean, or I don't know. I just think there's still some ways to go. Doesn't mean we haven't made progress. So I guess I kind of fall in the category of Matt and Carrington, that some things are better, some things probably aren't, and I don't know how long it'll take to get there. So does anybody have any thoughts on that on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2024? Do you think the things that Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about in his I Have a Dream speech in 1963 have come true? I'll tell you what's fascinating about the thing is that of all the speeches given by presidents and important people over the history of this country, I don't think any speech has probably been played as much, taught as much in school, people know the title of. I mean, I think the I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King Jr. has probably passed the Gettysburg Address, which was probably the most famous speech up until that one in 1963. So it's interesting, in the last century, we have come to a point where a speech has passed an older speech. That doesn't usually happen. If you think about it, in the last 40 or 50 years, is there anything that has happened that has surpassed something that happened in a previous generation? Things are so fragmented now, it's kind of hard to get the audience and the interest that people had, you know, more than 100 years ago. I think it's just kind of hard. But, yep, today's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'm sure you'll see that speech or clips of that speech on a lot of shows today. And I'm sure that will be the talk on a lot of shows today, so that's why we talked about it here this morning. But do you think we are where Martin Luther King Jr. thought we would be? 740-751-4038. And a whole lot of other topics here this morning as well. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I think we have, you know, achieved a lot of the stuff, but not, you know, not everything. But you're never going to, racism is always going to be here. It was there. Racism was 1,000 years ago, too. Tribes couldn't get along. We're never going to have it completely.
You know what's interesting? Somebody told me one time that for racism to die out to a big degree, the generation that lived under it and participated in it will have to die. And we have not gotten to that point because the Civil Rights Act was signed in the 1960s and the Voting Rights Act was signed in the 1960s. So there are a lot of people who still lived under and saw racism and participated in it who are still alive.
I don't think that's going to... It might help, but, you know, racism, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, like if you're overweight, you know, you experience things like that, very similar to, you know, to racism. You know, if you dress like a geek, you know, you're a little bit different. There's always going to be some people that don't like you, and is going to, you know, pass out negative things about you.
Now, how do you think, I guess the whole point is being today Martin Luther King Jr. Day, when he gave that speech in August of 1963, over 60 years ago, what do you think he would have thought? If he could stand here today, do you think he would have thought that 60 years later we would still be saying, well, not quite there yet?
I think he'd be happy with what has been achieved, you know.
What do you think the big steps forward are? Obviously, a lot of people feel President Obama, first African-American president. I don't think a lot of people saw that coming when it happened.
Colin Powell, he could have been president.
Colin Powell, yeah. We've also had, somebody, and I know people like her and people hate her, but one of the most successful money-making entertainers with influence of all time, Oprah Winfrey, came around. So you got that. I don't know, you know, so I think he would have been very popular with that. And I know a lot of people don't like to talk about this now, but I mean, The Cosby Show was the number one television show for 8 years in the 1980s. And I don't think that would have been the case in the 60s.
Oh, no. So, but, you know, the only problem with Martin Luther King, you know, when he gave speeches, he got up and yelled. You know, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, you know, that's what they do. They get up and yell and scream. Well, look at the black people that have been successful. Obama, Colin Powell, Oprah. Now, do they scream, you know, to get their point across if they're talking? No. They act like average human beings. You wouldn't know Obama was black if you didn't, if you was talking to him on the phone.
You know, I think part of that is the first three you mentioned, Sharpton and Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson, are all reverends. That's where their background comes. And a lot, not all reverends yell, but when they get very passionate about a speech, and I think these three men were and have been, I think it's just natural for them to do that. You know, politicians are taught not to do that. And entertainers are usually in television studios or radio studios where you don't want to yell because you'll overmodulate everything.
Yeah, I mean, preachers in general do that. But if you want to go in politics, I mean, if you're a preacher, you're going to have a different player or, you know, you ain't going to be considered at all.
Well, why
people don't want their politicians getting up there yelling and screaming.
What do you make, though, of this I Have a Dream speech? And again, 1963, so in a lot of people's lifetime this was given. This is only 60 years ago. Has become the most, I think, reproduced, known, written, taught, replayed speech in the history of the United States, I believe, passing the Gettysburg Address. What was it about that speech that resonated so highly?
I don't know. It's hard to say, but...
I mean, do you know any speech that is more widely known than the I Have a Dream speech?
Nope, I can't. I can't recall one.
No, there's something to that is very interesting. So,
100 years later, you know, it might not be as relevant. You know, you take the Gettysburg Address and stuff, you know, in its day that was popular, but, you know, that was well over 100 years ago.
Well, you know what? I think it's the way, when you watch Martin Luther King Jr. deliver that, and boy, he had a way of delivering that. And it was so
just right on for what he was trying to do. And the things he said, you know, it wasn't let's separate. It wasn't let's have the African-American children and people go ahead. It was, you know, I want everybody to be together, essentially. And that saying that in 1963, this is before the Voting Rights Act. This is before Separate but Equal. This is before the Civil Rights Act. That isn't the way things were.
You couldn't go in and eat a meal if you were black at most restaurants unless you sat in the back.
Right, and I think that's why it probably resonates more and still resonates today, because a lot of people still feel there is a lot of separation when it comes to race. I mean, all you have to do is go in a prison. I mean, I don't have the exact percentages in front of me, but, you know, African-American people certainly do not make up 50% of the population, but I know they make up over 50% of the prison population.
Yeah, you know, that's wrong. You know, first of all, you know, a lot of them have drug offenses, but when they're black, the, you know, law concentrates on them more, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's an interesting thing, because
there would be as many white people, you know, for marijuana and drugs too, if you was pulling over and you know, concentrating on that white person, you know, then we might be more whites in jail than too. But we don't. We, you know, when you see a couple black guys or a couple white guys and you're walking down the street and they're walking towards you, which of those two do you really keep your eye on more when you pass them?
Well, I'll tell you,
the black guys or the white guys?
You know, one thing that happened to me that blew my mind, and I think I've told this story again, but I think it bears repeating. Back when I was helping out doing the wrestling events that we were doing here in Marion, the pro wrestling events, one of the events, I was setting up the matches for the events. And we had a lot of wrestlers there. There were, you know, white wrestlers and black wrestlers, and I think we had female wrestlers. So there was a whole big group. And our world champion at that time, or our champion for this area, was Bobo Brazil's son. And, of course, he was African-American. So you, in the main event, you were always going to have one African-American wrestler because the champion was Bobo Jr. And that particular event, there was a guy out of Chicago wrestling who was also African-American, but he was probably the number one contender, so we made that match for the main event. And I'll never forget, and I don't think he was trying to say this in a bad way, but one of the older wrestlers who was very established, won't say his name, but he had been on national television, people who followed wrestling would know his name, he pulled me over that night, pulled me to the side, and said, "How do you expect to draw with two black guys in the main event?" And I couldn't believe. First of all, I never thought about it. I didn't see it that way. And I couldn't imagine that somebody was saying this. And this is in, you know, the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, race, whatever, you know, the two best should have been wrestling, whether it was two blacks or two whites.
Yeah, but he really felt that that was going to hurt business, that you did not. Now, if it was two white guys in the main event, which we did several times, nobody ever came up and said anything to me then.
Yeah, that's, see, you know, racism, you know, goes more than just black and whites. I mean, there's blacks that do racism, too, you know.
Well, I do have an interesting...
We think it's a white problem, but it's not. I mean, everybody has some racial tensions, you know. Especially, you know, when you was a kid and what you heard, you know, that accelerates into your adulthood.
It's interesting. Now, did you even know that Miss America happened last night?
Now, don't
you remember when that used to be something?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody gathered around the television for.
Yeah, that used to be a big thing.
And now it's not. Most people don't even know it happened. And
does Trump's still own the Miss America thing?
I don't think Trump ever. I think he owned Miss USA, which I think is a completely different thing.
Oh.
I don't think he ever owned Miss America, but I found it fascinating that it happened. First of all, I think it did used to happen in the fall. Didn't it used to happen in September?
I can't remember.
I don't think it happened in January. I don't remember that at all. And I think it's fascinating that this girl, Madison Marsh, Miss Colorado, who won last night, who is the first active Air Force officer to ever win, people won't even know her name. They might know her name today because it'll be in the newspapers because of last night, but that has become a bygone thing, and I'm not really sure why.
They're changing how the pageant is. I mean, I don't think they have the swimsuit competition anymore.
No, and I was talking a little bit about the three categories that they have, preliminary awards, evening gown, which has been there a long time, talent, which has been there a long time, but now instead of calling it swimsuit, they call it fitness.
Yeah.
So
you got to be politically correct in everything you do.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what is the difference between swimsuit and fitness? I mean, you can change the word, but isn't that pretty well exactly the same thing?
Did they have bathing suits on during that competition?
You know, I didn't watch it, but I'm...
I thought they were going to eliminate the bathing suit competition.
You know what, let me see if I can find a picture just so I don't misquote this. But how about the fact that in the top five... Miss Kentucky was in there, and so was Miss Indiana, states that touch ours, Midwest girls.
It's getting pretty close to us.
Yeah, we didn't end up in there, but, you know,
no.
I don't know. And it being a scholar, they don't even call it a beauty pageant anymore. It's a scholarship pageant.
Remember Ashley Barrissey from Channel 10 when she was there?
I do.
She was Miss Michigan.
Well, you know, Miss Michigan had some, I think she won Miss something last night. I don't know exactly what it is. I'm looking here online, and it looks to me like the fitness competition, I don't know, it looks like they're still in bikinis to me. So I don't...
Well, maybe they are, but maybe they made them go to one piece.
No, they're not one piece. The picture I'm looking at from last night, I mean, they're kind of shorts, and they're kind of a top, but you can still see their stomach and their arms and their legs and all that.
Well, that's good.
I don't know. Well, here's the problem. Well, if it really is a scholarship pageant, if it really is that, you know, how come we've never had an overweight person? How come we've never had a person who didn't look a certain way win this competition? Because they've been touting it as a scholarship pageant for quite a while now.
Right. There's always going to be that. It's not racism, but that prejudice factor. You know, for anything you do, you know, look at Chris Christie. Now, he did get governor, but with his weight, being a little bit overweight, you know, his chances are a lot slimmer than somebody that's well fit, you know.
Well, and it always was a joke of Chris Christie's that he was overweight. Oh, I should mention also Miss Congeniality, which is always a big thing. That also went to Miss Indiana. What does Miss Congeniality mean? Nice? Does a good interview?
I don't know.
I don't.
Well, what does the word mean in the dictionary? But
well, it's interesting because Colorado won, Texas was first runner-up, but then Indiana was second, Kentucky was third, and Rhode Island was fourth.
That's pretty good. That little state of Rhode Island getting that.
Rhode Island got in there, but I think it's very interesting that Kentucky and Indiana, states that both border ours, were in the top, they were both in the top four.
How do you get entered into the Miss America contest? Do you have to win previous contests?
Yeah, I believe each state has a competition to win that state. and then from there they go off to Miss America.
But I don't like it when they dress up little kids, you know, in, you know, adult clothing and have pageants. I just don't agree with that.
It's a different thing. It's a different thing. And I think as time goes on, we'll find out if we've changed things. I don't know. I guess we're talking about women and Martin Luther King here, but I don't know if things will change on the whole. I don't know how long things take to change. And I'm sure there are some people who feel things have changed. So I don't know.
Well, it's going to take years. It's going to get better, but it's not going to ever get perfect. You know?
Well, I guess we can hope for perfect maybe one day. Maybe one day when we're all gone, something will be a little better.
You know, I got a doctor comes and cuts my toenails, comes to the house. And he's from Palestine. And I was talking to him, you know, and at first he said, I thought you guys don't want to talk about it deep to my heart. And I kept talking to him. I let him know, you know, I wasn't against it, but he kind of was okay with Hamas doing that because he says Israel needs a payback. But, you know, like I was trying to talk to him, you know, I asked him if he ever heard of Martin Luther King, you know. And I told him, I said, the only way you're going to get things changed is politically, you know, not the violence. You know, and he kind of agreed, but he said, was talking about how much stuff of Israel has done to Palestine people that, you know, anyway, Israel can get their payback. It's fine with him. So.
Well, it's certainly a hot button issue right now, and I think, I don't know. That's a touchy one for a lot of people, and certainly somebody of Israeli or Palestinian background.
Right.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines remain open here. We always love talking to people. That's what we do here. 57 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. 1 degree below zero, -1 right now in sunny skies here in the Marion area. January the 15th, 2024. Talking about Miss America, which have happened last night, if you have not heard. Miss Colorado, Madison Marsh, crowned Miss America 2024. First active Air Force officer ever crowned Miss America. And, of course, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A lot of people don't have to go to work today, go to school, things of that nature. Is the I Have a Dream speech that was presented by Martin Luther King Jr. in 1963, have we reached that? Are we where he thought we would be 60 years later? I think it's an interesting question. And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I guess really Miss America brings us back to the original question that we talk about a lot. How much do looks matter? Isn't it interesting? I think social media has played a major part in this as well. You know, when somebody puts a picture up or something like that, it's, boy, don't you look great. Don't you look beautiful. Aren't you this? Aren't you that? Especially women. Now, if you go on social media, you don't see people saying that about men. People aren't going, you know, aren't you handsome? Don't you look good? Blah, blah, blah. That doesn't really happen with men. But with women, that's a big thing. And I think a lot of people get into that. I think people really almost need it now because of social media. I think they feed off of that. I guess it's validation from other people is probably what we would call it. Do you need that validation from people who don't even know you? Probably should get that validation from people in your life, but you know what? I'm no psychologist. So I guess that's the way it goes. 30 seconds left here before the break. We've got a whole nother hour to go and lots more to talk about on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2024. Certainly a cool, cold day. Forget saying cool. Cold day, to say the least. Negative one out there in the Marion area. 59 minutes past the hour. Coming up on the top of the hour, we'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare flip that dial.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?